Hey, Chill. What's up?
Jimmy, Mr. Harris is here to see you.
The big boss man paying us a visit. Send him in.
He's on his way in now. He looks raging, Jimmy. Heads up.
Thanks, Chill. Let me know when Mrs. James arrives.
Jimmy, I need a word.
Mr. Harris. It's rare seeing you here at the agency. What can I do for you?
Tone back the conversation for one. I'm not one to beat around bushes at no time. So I'm cutting straight to it. I'm not happy.
You look stressed, all right.
Caseload is down, along with our client roster, not to mention our profits.
I know. But the fact is, we can't manufacture clients. They either want a detective or they don't.
That's not the point, Jimmy. The fact of the matter is, your team just isn't justifying itself financially.
With all due respect, Mr. Harris, two employees run this agency on a dime and our expenses have never gone over budget without compensation from the client.
You've got an assistant sitting out there 5 days a week.
Jill is her name. You ought to know. You hired her.
Don't get smart with me, Jimmy. What does a detective need an assistant for? To hold your magnifying glass? Why don't you run me through it?
You have no idea how far out of line you are. The work that woman does is invaluable. She's a meticulous researcher, a shrewd communicator. She performs background and data checks we can't manage when we're in the field.
We? You and that photographer of yours? I heard he was a pervert.
Snoop is not a pervert. He's taken a few topless pictures for the tabloids. He's a freelance photographer. Not to mention, he's only hired on contract on a case-by-case basis when we need his services.
And do you expect me to believe you can't walk a camera by yourself?
I told you all this at the time, but I'll repeat myself. I can't guarantee quality pictures, which means the agency can't guarantee reliable, irrefutable evidence to our clients, which means they don't pay us, which means the reputation of the agency is made questionable.
I haven't even gotten to you yet, Jimmy.
Glad to hear it.
Your performance is under evaluation as well. I've received information recently that casts you in a different light.
And you've got a file on me, have you? Well, please, fill me in. Where did you get this information?
I've got me sources, Jimmy.
I have a whole list of them myself. Why don't you just tell me what it is you're getting at? We don't hear from you in weeks. Not even a phone call or a word of warning. Then you come in here angry and stressed and start threatening us. What's going on?
Look, bottom line, we need to turn a profit, Jimmy. Fast. And you lot have to prove yourselves sharp or I'll have to make changes.
Changes that affect our jobs?
Exactly.
Well, I've got a client due in, so if you just get out of our hair, I'll be able to get some work done for you.
2 days, Jimmy. That's how long you have.
For what?
To close this case. Wednesday morning, I want it wrapped.
I don't even know what the case is yet. I'm only meeting the client this morning.
Well, if you're half the team you say you are, 2 days should do it. And I'll be watching you every step of the way.
Will you? Between trips to the bookies, is it?
That's nothing to do with this. Don't get personal. This is business.
I'll tell you what. Come in on Wednesday morning. Case closed. We give you the final report. Each team member fully justified. We all keep our jobs. Deal?
Look, Jimmy, there's other behind-the-scenes stuff going on. The lease is up and money's tight on paying it.
Oh, I'm sure your sources will come up with something. I don't care about your lease. I care about our jobs. And I don't appreciate how you've come in here and handled this situation, throwing around ultimatums out of nowhere.
Look, it's bad all over, Jimmy. I don't have to explain myself.
So if I bring in this case, our jobs are safe. Is that what you're saying? But can you guarantee that? Jill, what's up?
Mary Jane's here for an appointment, Jimmy.
1 second, thanks, Jill. Can you guarantee that, Mr. Harris? If we take this case, bring it in and prove our worth, can you guarantee our jobs? I need a straight answer here.
Fair enough, Jimmy. Deal. Get it done. Do it well. We'll meet here Wednesday.
Send Mrs. James in. Thanks, Jill. Now, if you'll excuse us, boss, we've a case to close. Mrs. James, how are you? Jimmy Hazard, private detective. Come on in. Mr. Harris was just leaving.
I'll call tomorrow for updates.
Ah, sure, you'll be watching us, remember. So long, Mr. Harris. Sit down, please, Mrs. James. Make yourself comfortable.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hazard. How are you? I'm sorry about all this bother.
No bother at all. We're eager to help you, Mrs. James. I believe you're concerned about your husband.
Frank, yes. We've been married 26 years, and they've all been happy years. I'm a bit nervous about all this, to be honest. I never did anything like this before.
There's nothing to worry about. Can you tell me about your concerns?
Well, Frank has worked 9 till 7 for years now. Gets home at about 7:15 every night for dinner.
And where does Frank work?
Oh, he works in HR for Huxley's Financial Advisors, as long as we've been married. He's never been late home without letting me know, or so I thought. There was never anything out of the ordinary that I knew of. That's the routine of our life, Mr. Hazard, since the kids left. Then last week, I was in town with a neighbour of mine one Thursday evening, not too far from Huxley's, and it was around 6:50, so I decided to drop in and meet Frank at work. With a young woman at the desk. Well, she says Frank only works till 6. He always has, she said, and he's never in past the hour. She said you could set your watch to Frank leaving at 6:02 every day without fail. Well, that was last week. Now, I don't know what to think.
And have you spoken to Frank, Mrs. James? Tried to wean some information out of him?
I don't know what to say to him. I don't want to start fighting if it's nothing. He's retiring this year, and we're planning going away for a few months. He says he can't wait, and, oh, neither can I. And I don't want to ruin anything if there's nothing the matter. But still, I'm worried. And I want to know what he's been doing with that hour. And why he'd keep it a secret.
Is there anything else, Mrs. James, that might seem out of the ordinary?
Oh, not that I can think of. I'm sorry.
That's no problem, Mrs. James. Now, have you a picture of your husband? Some information, like Jill would have asked you to bring?
It's all there in this envelope. The picture is a year old, but he just has less hair now.
Okay, Mrs. James, here's what we'll do. I'm sending you back out to Jill in a minute, and she'll give you the forms to sign once you're agreeable.
Mm.
Myself and my colleague will follow your husband over the coming days and find out what he's been up to. I'll let you know immediately as soon as we find anything.
Thank you.
Jill, can you run through the forms with Mrs. James here in a minute and get Snoop on the phone? Put him through to the office.
Yeah, no worries. Send her out to me.
Thank you. I'll go out to Jill, so.
We'll talk soon, Mary. I'll leave your mobile number with Jill and keep it on you for the next few days.
Thank you, Mr. Hazard.
Snoop, it's Jimmy. We're on today. Harris is on the warpath. Get your camera locked and loaded. I'll pick you up at 5.
Will do, Jimmy. See you then.
This is Detective Jimmy Hazard. With resident photographer Gerald Snoop McKenzie. Case number K1047. Observing evening routine of one F. James. It's 6:03 on Monday the 24th.
What's that? Did your boy a dictaphone?
I'm recording everything, Snoop.
Oh, Torres always, Jimmy. You're a detective's detective.
If Harris wants documentation, I'll bury him under it.
What was Harris saying?
He said we've 2 days to close this case or he's making changes.
2 days? It's a bit random, isn't it? And what did Jill say?
She's raging. Out of the blue, he lands in running amok. He was acting weird, Snoop. We never seen him that angry before. He stressed out over something. He said he got information on me that casts me in a new light.
What info? You're cleaner than most whistles, Jimmy.
I don't know. Sounds like someone has his ear and they're talking money.
That's about all it takes to get his ear. Does he still think I'm a pervert?
Yeah, what else is new?
I do 2-page 3 shoots and the boss is crying for a conviction. Sure, if he paid me more money, I wouldn't have to do them. I have to eat.
And then he said the lease was up and he's getting second thoughts.
Maybe if he spent less time in the bookies.
I told him that.
He's never out of the place. Anyway, what's the story here? Who are we scoping?
Mr. Frank James, I told you. Here, Jill has a file cooked up already. Works in the Huxley building there. His wife is concerned about where he's been spending his evenings. He's had an hour off work for 20-odd years that Mrs. James didn't know about.
Another affair? I swear, people are busy beavers, aren't they?
But we don't know it's an affair, Snoop.
It's always an affair. 90% of the time, at least. Whether it be husband or wife. I've taken enough pictures to back up my theory.
I know, but we haven't confirmed it yet, so don't jump to conclusions. Just let's see how it plays out. Get your camera ready.
So, he's due out any minute. What does he look like?
The picture's in there somewhere.
Ah, yeah. He's old enough. Doing well managing an affair for the baldy lad.
That's an old picture. He could have less hair now.
Oh, there he is, Jimmy. Look, look. Shandon out of Huxley's now. I'm glad I brought me zoom lens.
F. James has just left the Huxley building on Enway Road, his place of employ. It's 6 p.m. on the dot. He's heading for his car. What's that?
It's a Nissan.
An Almira. We're off. Going east on Enway Road.
He's in a rush, isn't he? He's turning right up there. What's that, Dunwich Avenue?
Yeah, Dunwich, taking the middle lane, going straight. He's already looking suspect.
How come?
Because he lives in the opposite direction, Snoop. His estate is not too far from the agency.
He's on the mooch, Jimmy. Sure, I told you that. I say we snap him and his mistress today and be done with it. Get proof and go straight to Harris. We might even get a bonus for getting the job done early.
I doubt there'll be a bonus, but that's the plan. Is that his indicator?
Yeah. He's going left onto the Selby Road. That's where all them cafes and restaurants are. There's about 12 of them.
There was. A lot of them are gone now, closed and sold.
There's still a few left. He's pulling in there, Jimmy.
I see him, Snoop. I'm going the opposite side. Do you want him to make us? Mr. James is out of his vehicle on De Selby. He's locking up.
Oh, this is pure scandal waiting to happen. I'm betting we're going to catch these pair of adulterers at it now at carnal lunch. Oh, it's going to be beautiful.
He's heading for Benedict's Cafe.
He's checking his watch. Running late.
He's just entered Benedict's. He is sitting in one of the window booths.
Ah, perfect. And it's a table for two as well, Jimmy.
A booth can fit up to 4. He's giving his order to the waitress. It's 6:13 p.m.
Jimmy.
What?
You're not going to believe this. Check out the booth near the back, near the counter here. Here, try the zoom lens. 4 rows behind Mr. James. Look who it is.
Who? Mr. Harris.
The boss man himself dining in Benedict's.
Who's that he's having lunch with?
That's Charlo Lonergan. He's always in the bookies yammering. Don't know who the younger fella is, though. Him and Harris think they have the horse game sus the way they go on. Didn't think they were that friendly, though. They're usually arguing or trying to outdo each other with their racing knowledge.
That's a pricey suit Lonergan's got on him.
Yeah, he's not usually dressed like that.
What does Lonergan do?
Talks crap in the bookies, I told you. Don't be asking me how he butters his bread, I don't know.
So much for Harris keeping watch on us. Here we go. Case K1047. F. James has just been served in Benedict's Cafe. Looks like soup.
No sign of the mistress.
What's that he's taken out of his pocket?
Looks like a bit of paper, Jimmy, and a pen. Huh? He's scribbling something. Maybe she's running late. He looks a bit sus.
He's putting the paper back in his pocket, looking around. What's he doing?
He's calling the waitress, Jimmy. Could it be the waitress?
That girl's about 20, Snoop. I don't think they'd let her serve hot food if her eyesight was that bad.
He's paying the bill, Jimmy. And he barely even touched the soup and he's off. Sure, look, the bowl's still steaming.
Mrs. James said he was always home for dinner at around 7:15. Maybe he's saving room. But why order then? Why bother?
He was stood up, plain and simple.
I didn't see him check his phone.
Mr. James has left Benedict's.
Give me that bike. He's getting into his car. 6:18 p.m.
He's off again. Quick, Jimmy, Jimmy.
He's turning back down Dulwich Avenue. Oh, don't tell me he's off home.
She stole him up, I told you.
Hold up. He's veering off Dulwich, left onto Winslow Drive.
Oh, that was a sly move. Winslow, that's a ghost to stay down to the end.
Where's he going?
It's getting pitch dark. Turn off the lights if we're trailing him up there.
He's slowing down. You are right about the ghost town.
I reckon he owns one of these houses.
He's stopping.
Slow down, slow down. Turn off the lights.
I know how it's done. I've given courses on stakeouts. He's just exited the vehicle on Winslow Estate. 6:23 p.m.
He's gone out of view.
Right, Snoop, you're on foot. Follow him and I'll watch the car in case he rambles back. Find out where he's going, what he's doing, and don't get mad.
Right, will I bring the camera?
Well, that would be ideal.
I'm all over it.
Goodfellas Detective Agency.
Hey, Jill, did you check out that lease situation?
The lease isn't up, Jimmy. It was about a month ago, but Mr. Harris signed and paid up there and then. He has the place another 10 years. But at least we haven't caught in a lie.
And we may have to call him on it soon enough.
So what are you going to do? I can't afford to lose this job, Jimmy. I'm already cutting hair part-time as it is.
I'll think of something, Jill. I hear Snoop back now. Don't you worry in the meantime.
Talk to you in the morning, Jimmy. And don't tell Snoop about my hairdressing.
Jimmy, he's dodgy. This fella is dodgy.
What happened?
Well, I couldn't make it out, but it was dodgy.
Hang on, there he is. Get down. Watch him.
He's on his way back to his car.
F. James leaving Winslow Drive at 6:30 p.m.
He's on the move. Here he comes, here he comes.
He's gone. What did you see?
Well, I walk around the back row of houses in the laneway. There's this row of storage units, like huge lockers. Now, by the time I got there, all I heard was him closing one of the shutters. I saw him walking away. He looked dodgy, Jimmy. Plain and simple.
You didn't spot which locker or what he was doing.
Look, I told you, he was already closing it by the time I got there. I just missed him. But he was obviously putting something in. Or taking something out.
But did he spot you?
No way. Ninjas couldn't catch me tonight.
No sign of the mistress, then?
We're dealing with more than mistresses here, Jimmy. Where's he off to now, do you think?
Takes about 40 minutes to get to his house from here. I reckon he's heading home. Let's make sure.
That dictaphone is beeping red, Jimmy. Look.
Here, I'll turn it off to save the battery. This is Detective Jimmy Hazard, re-case K1047. I don't know where this case is going. Our 2-day deadline is looking impossible at this stage. We're going to pick it up in the morning. Get a line on the storage unit. Over and out. Get down to the bookies as soon as you can.
What time is it? It's only 11. I'm on contract.
Yeah, and the contract employees are always the first ones to go. This is our last day to crack this case.
Is that Jimmy?
Yeah, it's Jimmy.
Does that mean I'm fired a day earlier because I'm on contract?
You will be if you don't get up now. Get down to the bookies and suss out how Harris's luck has been.
What do you mean his luck?
Well, see if he's been talking up any horses or playing any long hands. Whether he's broke or flush. Use your head.
Right, right. Will I try and suss Charlo Lonergan?
Suss everything. Charles Lonergan is a member of a syndicate with a few horses. He's got land in Newbridge. I'm going down to suss the place now. Get any scoop you can. Buy it if you have to. I'll give you the money back. Then meet me at 5:30 at F. James's job. And we'll track him to the storage unit and end it. All right. Snoop,
Yeah, I'm up.
Do it now, then. Keep me updated and don't be late.
Jill,
how are you? What's the latest?
Grand, Jimmy. Just got a chance to look into that mail you sent me. I don't think we've any hope of tracing a written agreement regarding the rental of that storage unit. The lot's abandoned. No doubt he rented it when things were flush.
Or he found it and threw a padlock on it. I was out there this morning. I have it narrowed down to 3 units. The rest are open and in disrepair. Can you do me a favour and look into one Charles Lonergan? We saw Harris eating with him at Benedict's last night. Snoop says they're both never out of the bookies, and they weren't really friends until recently. He's an owner and has a couple of horses, a few wins under his belt, if the papers are anything to go by. Lives local, but he's got a stable out in Newbridge. Can't seem to get much else on him. Seems fairly new on the scene. I'm going down to check it out now.
No bother. I'll get on to Mrs. James as well. Ask her if she knows anything about her husband's interests in any storage units. Sure, if worse comes to worse, we can get her permission to access it.
Good thinking.
How close are you to solving this thing, Jimmy?
Well, once we find out what's in the lockup, that's it. But we'll get him tonight.
What's he up to then?
I don't know, Jill, but it looks bad. Be careful on the phone with Mrs. James.
I always am.
Well, we don't want her getting the wrong idea before we know what this is. And we don't want her to ask him any questions and alter his pattern. Here, I'm off up to Lonergan's place.
Grant, talk to you when I find something.
Case K1047. Jimmy Hazard here. I'm outside the Huxley building. F. James is due out of his office any minute now. It's 5:57 p.m. Tuesday the 25th. No sign of Snoop. If he's still in bed, I'll kill him. Snoop, where are you?
Relax, Jimmy. I'm pulling in behind you.
You took your time.
I was snooping, like you told me.
Don't park. You head down to the Winslow estate and get a good spot so we can ID this locker and get a few snaps. Let me know when you're there.
No, it's okay. I mean, stay on the line, Jimmy. I've got free calls.
Well, what did you find out about the boss man? Tell me you went to the bookies.
I was born in the bookies. Of course I went. No winners, though.
Never mind your accumulators. What did you find out about Harris?
Well, pickings were slim. Then I ran into Dame O'Bulger. He's a veteran gambler down there. Oh, you probably know him to see. Big mop of dyed hair that you can see straight through.
Hang on, Snoop. F. James has just left his office building. 6 on the dot. He's heading for his Almira. Go on.
Well, Damo said 3 weeks ago Harris was in the old punk bar, mouthing on about a long shot coming in from it, 66-1 off a major tip.
F. James has just taken off, turning onto Dunwich Avenue. Go on, Snoop.
Now, Damo Bulger is not one to pass up the chance of some insider info. In fact, he strikes me as the sort that actively seeks him out, so he pressed Harris for specifics. Harris gave him nothing, saying it was too lucrative an opportunity just to hand out to anybody. That's if it was a tip, says Harris. Though Damo knew well it was. Too lucrative an opportunity. Now, that's a direct quote.
Did you get the horse's name?
No, Harris said nothing. But Damo knew that the only long shot in that week with 66-1 odds was Gambler's Fortune.
Gambler's Fortune? Owned by one Charles S. Lonergan.
Damo knew well, Jimmy. So he asked Harris straight out if it was Lonergan he got his tip off. And he walked off. Not even blinking, Damo said. He said he's seen him around since, getting lunch with Lonergan's son, Philip. That's who we must have seen with them in Benedict's last night.
Harris is not here this evening. I've just parked on the far side of the Selby Road. Benedict's is empty. F. James has just parked. He's on foot, passing Benedict's.
Jimmy.
One thing at a time, Snoop. It's 6:15 p.m. F. James has just entered the Tall Stop Cafe, headed straight for self-service.
Setting for disaster. I'm at the estate now. I'm parking down at the end of a cul-de-sac out of view. What's he doing?
He's hovering, looking around. Looks like he's getting soup. If it wasn't for that locker, I'd swear he just hates his wife's cooking.
So what did you find out on Harris?
I went down to Lonergan's stables, took a few pictures.
What are you doing taking pictures, Jimmy? That's my job.
Ah, you can't be two places at once. I needed you at the bookies.
So you sent me down to fish for info where no pictures were required, and off you went down the country with a camera. Now tell me how that looks, Jimmy.
No one's after your job, Snoop. Calm down. I'm sure my snaps will pale in comparison to any you would have taken.
Oh, too right they do.
Look, can I finish? I took a few pictures of the thoroughbreds in action. Lonergan and the train are running them out. There was nothing unusual until I got back and went to lunch with a contact of mine in Irish horse racing. He owes me a few favours. So I got him to fish whatever info he could on Lonergan, strictly off the books. I explained our job situation.
Yeah, we're desperate. There's no shame in it.
He says Charles Lonergan's syndicate have 4 horses registered with the IHR, and their official trainer is Brian Kilbane.
Hang on, Jimmy, hang on. What's Mr. James up to now?
He's sitting in the Tall Stop Cafe drinking his soup. I'm watching him. Don't worry.
All right, all right. I'm scoping a spot here at the storage unit on foot. Go on.
So, once I got this info, I already copped there was something wrong at the stables. I said nothing to me contact in case we land Harris in it. I'm working under the assumption Mr. Harris is unaware of any suspicious behaviour.
Oh, that's a tall assumption.
I went back to the office and I started looking more into it.
And what was wrong?
Hang on, Snoop. Mr. James has just left the Tall Stop Cafe. He's moving fast for his motor. Jumping in.
If he drives straight down here, it has to be drugs he's into, Jimmy. It's either a pick-up or a drop-off, I'm telling you.
He's swinging a U-turn, turning north onto Dunwich Avenue.
So, what was wrong with Lonergan?
Well, first up, the trainer I snapped this morning looks nothing like Brian Kilbane. He did look, however, like Morgan Grimes, a rogue trainer with more than a few accusations of doping, bribery and race-fixing in his wake.
So, Kilbane is Felch's trainer, and Lonergan has Grimes working his magic behind the scenes.
It's looking that way. On top of that, Lonergan was running 8 horses this morning, 4 at a time. IHR has no registration on 4 of these horses, and there's no mention of Lonergan buying them in the racing rags.
Ringers. In this day and age.
Could be. I'll send you the pictures. All horses look alike to me. Jill checked out Morgan Grimes and Brian Kilbane, and neither has publicly declared buying any horses recently.
The syndicate. They're just not saying.
Well, let's not get lost in this thing. We just have to prove to Harris there's enough muck to make them dirty. James is on Winslow Drive now, Snoop. Are you hidden?
As well as I can be. I can see his lights.
He's parked at the turn. Same spot as yesterday.
Yeah, he's getting out, Jimmy. Here he comes.
Is he around back yet?
Yeah. He's approaching the lockers. Shh.
Jimmy Hazard here, case K1047.
He's reaching for his keys, Jimmy. Strolling towards the laneway now, looking around.
Good work. Snap him, Snoop.
He's at the lockers. Door one in.
What's he waiting for? What number is it?
I don't know. What have we got? Bat fish in here. Poured one in.
What's in the locker?
I can't see. I'm at the wrong angle.
Oh, well, why didn't you get a better angle earlier?
I'm in the hedge here, Jimmy. It's a laneway. If I tried blending into a wall, he'd make me straight away. That was the only cover around, and it's not ideal.
All right, forget it. What's he doing?
Oh, he just pulled something out of his jacket pocket.
What, phone?
Jimmy, I saw the flash.
What's he doing with a knife?
He's gone inside the locker now.
I'm at the far end of the laneway now. I can see the open locker. Here he is.
He's back out. He's slamming it shut.
Stay hidden.
Yeah, I'm hardly going to go out greeting now, am I? He's coming my way. On his way back to his car.
I'm at the locker.
He's at his car now, Jimmy. He's getting in. I'm on the way.
What was he doing with the knife, Jimmy?
It's 6:23 p.m. F. James has just drove out of the Winslow estate. He's out of sight.
I don't know about this, Jimmy. Why does an elf lad need a knife?
Come here and hold this flashlight, Snoop. Now, which one is it?
Here, this one.
Standard enough padlock.
If someone's locked up in here, I'm blaming you.
If there's someone locked up in here, that'd clearly be Mr. James's fault.
Ah, you know what I mean. What are you doing down there?
Picking the lock. Mrs. James gave me the go-ahead. Done.
That was disturbingly quick, Jimmy.
Yeah, I used to be a magician.
Oh, now don't start.
I wasn't a very good one, but I had a way with locks.
Well, shall we open this shutter, Houdini, and make this case disappear?
Jimmy, what is all this?
At least it's not drugs or people.
Yeah, but this is just ridiculous.
I know what's going on. Just take pictures, then we'll close this thing.
But Jimmy, who does that? I mean, seriously, and all labelled. Look at these ones. Jimmy, look. Look at this one. April 6th, 1992. The Gresham.
This is something Frank James has been hiding for years. Hey, Jill, we're in the middle of something here. Can I ring you back in five?
No, this is important, Jimmy. It's Philip Lonergan, Charles' son. He's a certified private detective.
Not a very good one, obviously, or we wouldn't be four steps ahead of him. Great work, Jill.
That's not the great work. He's also the owner of four prize thoroughbreds, not currently registered with the IHR.
We're wrapping up one case and you've just wrapped the other.
What's he saying?
Lonergan's son owns the horses.
Whoa, where would he be without that woman?
Snoop sends his thanks as always, Jill. I'm booking Mrs. James in for 10 a.m. tomorrow. Get Harris in for 5 past. I'll brief him on the James case, then I'll grill him.
If you don't, I will. Talk then.
Do you know what's going on here, Jimmy? Because I don't.
Help me close this thing, and let's get out of here.
On the way.
Mrs. James, come on in.
How are you?
I'm grand. Now, you go ahead, take a seat.
How did you get on with Frank?
I've taken care of our arrangement.
What is it?
Now, this is going to come as a shock to you, Mrs. James, but hear me out and you'll see it's not as bad as it looks.
Well, how bad does it look?
First of all, Mrs. James, I have to ask. Have you ever heard of kleptomania?
It's some kind of disease.
It's an uncontrollable compulsion to steal.
Oh, what has Frank been thieving?
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to call it thieving in the truest sense of the word.
Was he robbing the post office? He's always swearing blind against the post office.
No, it's nothing like that. Look, Mrs. James, we followed your husband to the storage unit Jill told you about. When he left, we gained access and found thousands of items. Pens, pencils, staplers, forks, knives, spoons, salt shakers, lighters, shot glasses, you name it. All tagged, labelled with the date they were taken and the place they were stolen from. All arranged in chronological order. It's meticulous. And this, I'm sorry to say, fits in with obsessive compulsive disorder, another symptom of kleptomania. I saw a documentary about it. Here's the pictures of the stolen items.
Sorry, I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything, Mrs. James. Least of all, apologise. But can I tell you, it sounds to me like Frank has it under control for the most part. He has a system and no one gets hurt.
All the stuff he's taken. And that's twice this week he's been at it. It could be getting worse.
That's true. What you do with this information is your choice, Mrs. James. Approach it whatever way you want. You can keep that file.
Why wouldn't he just tell me?
He probably felt ashamed or embarrassed. Then so long passed, he couldn't tell you.
First of all, we're taking it all back. But what would the police think?
Judging from the labels, most of the establishments he's stolen from are out of business anyway.
Ah, for God's sake, Frank.
You could return the items, but I don't think showing up at their door with a few spoons will brighten their day somehow. He never singled any one place out from what we can tell. We're talking a few cent here and there that no one missed.
What am I supposed to do?
Here's a bit of information on kleptomania, if that's what it is. The names of a few counsellors.
Oh.
Maybe you can talk to them, figure something out with Frank.
I'll have to speak to him, won't I?
Oh, I'd say so, but try and take it easy on him.
Once he comes clean, I will.
Is this enough for you then, Mrs. James?
It's plenty. Oh, it's not as bad as I thought. I'm not telling you what I thought, but it's not as bad. Do I pay you here?
Jill will take care of you. Get your receipt.
Jimmy, Mr. Harris is on his way.
Thanks, Jill.
Jimmy.
One moment, please, Mr. Harris. Mrs. James was just leaving. Mrs. James, this is Mr. Harris, the owner of Goodfellow's Detective Agency.
Oh, hello, Mr. Harris. Thank you for all your hard work and for being so understanding.
Oh, it's no problem, Mrs. James.
If I wasn't keeping all of this a secret, I'd be recommending you to all my friends.
Now, take care, Mrs. James. Now, that's all sorted. Mr. Harris, how are things? I trust you heard the good news. Another case wrapped. Another satisfied customer.
Don't make a drama out of this, Jimmy. Show me the file before we jump the gun.
Did you not make your own with all the surveillance you had on us?
Don't be at me, Jimmy. I'm reading this.
Take your time. It's all there. Needless to say, there was considerable overtime involved due to the time restrictions placed upon us.
Seems to be in order. It's a little bit too clean, if you ask me.
Too clean? Not something you or Charles Lonergan would know about.
What? What do you know about Charles Lonergan?
More than you, I'm willing to bet. We saw you with him in Benedict's the other night when we were tailing Mr. James. Check the photos. Him and his son, Philip.
Yeah, we were eating. So what?
I mean, it's been a few weeks since his outsider tip came in. You can't all be still reveling in it. You must be planning your next step.
These accusations won't be without consequence. We're horsemen.
Lonergan gave you a solid tip with Gambler's Fortune. Or was it his son, Philip, the certified private detective?
You're out of line, Jimmy. I'm way off track. The fact is, I can't afford to be taking things lightly when I have this lease to think about.
You have another 10 years to think about the lease.
What?
We have our sources too, Eddie. Don't play us on this one. I'm asking you now. You have the lease. Why are you lying?
I'm not planning anything.
Do you or do you not have the lease?
Of course I have the lease.
And you're planning to replace me with Philip Lonergan?
I'm weighing it up due to business opportunities the Lonergans can offer.
And what are they giving you? Good tips. One so far.
Two winners so far, Jimmy. Oh. Pincher's Bicep, I made 6,000. And then Gambler's Fortune comes in and that's two he's got me. They're results. The man's an expert, for God's sake.
And where do these tips come from?
From Lonergan.
And how does he get them?
The man's an expert, I told you. He has four mares of his own.
And what does he have you do for the honour?
I don't have to answer any of this.
If our jobs are on the line, then we're owed that much. Why don't I tell you what we found out about this whole escapade in the few moments spare between closing the James case in record time?
Ah, you're going to enlighten me now, is it?
If you're not beyond it, Charles Lonergan has four horses registered with IHR.
He's filled me in on all that.
So you also know Philip Lonergan has four unregistered horses out in their stables.
What? Philip owns
four mares, and they're all dead ringers, Eddie. A double for each horse registered. Check the photos. They're groomed to be identical. They're out there running four at a time.
No one's stupid enough to fall for a ringer.
I know. That's why they're going to get caught eventually. But they fell for it so far.
When was this picture taken, Jimmy?
Yesterday, between jobs. So Lonergan has Gambler's Fortune, Pincher's Bicep, Willing a Win and Goby's Choice. And the trainer nominated on all four of these horses...
Brian Kilbane. Charlo told me that. That's how I knew it was legit. I saw the forms.
So, what's Morgan Grimes doing down there, training them?
Morgan Grimes?
He's a rogue trainer with a bad rep.
I know Grimes, and if I'd have known he was involved...
He was out there yesterday, Eddie, laughing it up with Lonergan, running the nags easy, pushing the ringers hard. There it is. Snoop took them.
This is sickening to me, Jimmy. Morgan Grimes cost me 722 quid back in 07 on a sure favourite with his doping.
Look, I don't know exactly what they're all up to, but they're dodgy. And there's no reason you should be associating with them if you really love your horse racing.
Forget all that. I'm not joining a syndicate with Morgan Grimes.
So that was it? They offered you membership?
They said if I played along for a while, worked their system, they'd let me in.
They wouldn't have let you in, Eddie. Lonergan Syndicate has had 6 membership changes in under 3 years. IHR are very particular about how many changes of memberships occur in a registered syndicate. And my source says Lonergan's is in the red.
So I was being had, plain and simple. Charlo gives me a list every week. Tells me to bet X amounts on these particular horses. Then he gives me an outsider, one of his own usually. And the haul outweighs what I spent, minus their tipper's fees.
He has you manipulating the odds and paying them for the privilege. Then, come race day, they have a crew of suckers out, like yourself, betting on random nags to dupe the odds. Look, it can only last so long, though, Mr. Harris, and that's only 2 days of looking into them.
And Philip Lonergan seemed like such a nice young man.
On a related note, Philip Lonergan's PI licence is under investigation after allegations of misrepresentation since July last. The case is pending early next month.
Jesus.
What dirt did he have on me?
Huh? Ah, nothing.
No, tell me, what was it?
He said you didn't pay your TV licence last year.
That was a misunderstanding. That's long sorted.
I know, Jimmy, I know. Look, I was dazzled by the promise, okay? I've 3 other businesses on the go. I can't stay out of the bookies. I was trying to merge me 2 loves.
I just wish you came to us sooner. I mean, you run a private detective agency.
I know. I was taking this place for granted. Willing to sell you down the river at Lonergan's say-so. Stupid.
How could you know? I'm sure they've swindled countless others.
What about Lonergan?
You want to confront him? Get deeper into this?
No, but he still expects me to follow his lists and put money down for him, for him giving me Gambler's Fortune.
Tell him no. And if he starts on about it, hand him this picture of his doppelganger horses as a last payment, and make sure to tell him it's only a copy, and there's plenty more.
That'll shut him up all right, I'd say.
And what about our jobs, Mr. Harris? Now we're finally being honest.
Get the others in here.
Jill, Snoop, come on in here for a minute.
Jill, Snoop.
How's it going, boss?
Mr. Harris.
Take a seat, I just wanted to say that you all did an excellent job. There'll be full overtime on this James case, and I'm keeping yous all on.
Thanks, Mr. Harris, but can we get that in writing?
That's fair enough after the way I've been acting. I'm sure you're probably all on edge. I'll get on to it immediately, and you'll have it at the end of the day.
We'll give you 2 days. It's only fair.
Cheers, boss.
Yeah, nice one. That's all we needed.
Well, that's the case of the missing jobs solved.
I leave you to it.
Mr. Harris.
What is it, Snoop?
I was just going to ask.
Huh?
Can I get a lift down to the bookies? Thank you.
That was False Impressions by Kevin McKean from the judges shortlist in this year's PJ O'Connor entrance. Donal O'Kelly played the part of Private Eye Jimmy Hazard, and Joe Taylor was his super sleuth sidekick, Snoop the Paparazzo. Jack Lynch was the boss man Harris, Deirdre Monaghan, Mrs. James, and Jennifer O'Dea was Jill. Sound supervision was by Richard McCulloch. The play was produced by Aidan Matthews. And you can hear this and other dramas in the archive. Just go to rte.ie/drama on one.